think with these equipment problems, we better work together, and I'll handle one bag and you handle the other bag and be able to be more productive, don't you?
Yeah, I guess you're right, John.
Wait,
one of these big white rocks up here, John, that's got a fracture on it. If you'll just let me,
Got a hammer?
Yeah, I got the hammer. Well, it's just loose. The stuff is lying up here on the top. Hey, Tony, we'll fill it, for example, for you up here.
Got a shovel?
Yeah, no, I don't have a shovel, but I got a hammer.
Well, I'm going to go. I'll come up there and help you. We can do the rake sampling. I'm making it.
Charlie, if possible, we'd like to sample some of that stuff on top of the boulder.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're going to do there.
What I'm going to do is what I'm going to do.
Good show. You're about 10 steps ahead of us.
I'm not going to give you any scale, though. It's just too... With our problems here, like John said, it's...
That's okay. If you bring it back, that'll be enough scale.
Okay. And it looks like it's the same thing that John has described. It's a friable breccia, the black clast, being the amphinetic, largest clast I see is, not in this sample, but it's a black one. It's a centimeter across. It has a bluish tint to it, Tony. It looks like all those shocked rocks that Fred Hertz was telling us about. Exactly. And that's in bag 4. Amen. 416.
Okay, 416. And from today's experience and yesterday's, it sounded like old Fred's briefings were pretty useful.
It turned out pretty good, I think.
Charlie, put that in my bag.
Okay. You don't have a bag. It fell off. See, both of them. Let me just use this one, okay? They want to fill it up here, John. Could we get a fillet up there where that gnomon is? I get the cross on. Use my little finger as a bag holder. Good. Okay, that fillet is 417, Tony.
Okay, 417.
Let me put it. Okay, I'll get the down front here. Okay. There's an after, and I'll try to get a locator from up here. Then you can almost...
Yeah,
did you get the boulder off the top?
Yes, I did. I got that sample.
Okay, it's a multi-rock breccia. Boy.
The matrix is the white, though, Tony, with the black being the clast.
Yeah, I see at least two different colors of light. Dark glass. They must be at least a three rocker.
Good show. You feel like you got all three?
Great sample, John.
Okay, good idea, John.
I can't imagine how they wouldn't be in the class that. Stepped on.
Hey, Hey John, I'm chipping out this little teeny, this big black class here, coming right out. I don't think we got any in that sample I got. And the thing is so friable. Hey, I got it.
Very good. While you're looking around up there, you might keep an eye out for a permanent shadow area, and we'll go ahead and put it in a regular sample bag, forget the ICSC.
Okay, Tony, this black class I chipped out is an amphinitic matrix with some, it looks like a basalt, typical basalt to me, and I'll show you. I get a picture of it after I've chipped it out. I didn't think I was going to be able to, but it came out. Got a 5-footer. It's going in 418.
Okay, 418. Sounds like a good one.
And that's a rock. And I haven't seen a rock like that before in the Apollo sample.
Good show. Another first for 16.
Hey Houston, I have a rock here that is a fine white crystalline rock. It's pretty well duck covered, but I don't see any, I do not see any class in it.
Okay.
Of course, it could be just a hunk of matrix that got busted loose. But as fine as these glass are in it, that's going into bag 387. As fine as these rocks are, I don't see how you can miss one.
Sorry, we're working behind that big rock there, Tony, from the tube. Now, why don't we?
Yeah, that's okay.
Just
call
you
in.
I think
one.
Well, it's just anywhere we rake, we got to rake a good sample.
Yeah. Charlie, let's get a.
Do what, John?
Get a soil sample right here.
Okay.
I get it with this.
Okay, you want to document it?
Yeah, we can, but I don't really see much.
Boy, this equipment problem is really handicapping us.